The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is The Real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And you can watch us on Twitch. Put your comments in there. And if you missed the first hour, very sportsy. Although, we got into the Katy Grade thing, and a couple people on the text line said you can't play football if you make an F. So that if they're doing that so that all their players are eligible, then that's some diabolical stuff. But we have a coach from Katy on, so why don't we find out?
Okay.
What's up, coach?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
We're doing all right. What's going on?
Hey, man, I listen to you guys every day, man. I'm just listening to you now, and I just say, man, you guys got the information wrong on that grading scale, man.
Okay.
That's not what's going on. There is no school district, a neighboring school district in Houston and pretty much in the state that still have D's. Katy was one of the last school districts to abolish D's. You still would get an F if you get anything under a 69. I don't know where that comes from. Anything under a 70 will be an F. And then you got to look at it, too, with the D's when you're talking about students that's going to college, NCAA, and those type of things. You're kind of hurting a kid when they make 74s and they have 0.5 for a core GPA versus 1.0. So how many kids you think will stay in Katy if they can just go to the neighboring school district or go to any other school district, and now that 0.5 turns to a 1.0 for their GPA to be raised? So the only thing is, Katy's just doing the same thing that every school district in the city and the state is doing.
Okay.
If your butt make a 69, you're going to get an F. The only thing they changed was they took the D's out because nobody uses D's anymore. So that's the only thing they're doing, is just catching up with everybody else.
Okay. Appreciate it, Coach.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
I will say this. I mean, you talk about putting pressure on kids. Getting rid of D's, that's what puts pressure on kids. Now you're failing with a 69. When I was a kid, you had to have a 59 to be failing. You could hit that 60 and be, oh, D minus.
Got there.
Got through.
Yeah.
Could still play. Now, boy. And I don't know who these kids are who can just be like, hey, I'm just going to change school districts because it's easier for me to get a C at this other school. Like, who's doing that?
Yeah. So what story did
Aaron got? You got D's, right?
I got
D's
a few.
D's nuts.
Well, when I was in school, a D was a 70 to a 74.
It was a 70 to 74?
Yeah, 69 okay. And lower was failing.
Well, can we call out who wrote this story that you were using as an example that was wrong?
Let me pull it up.
I'd like to...
Let me pull it up.
I'd like to know where it came from so that we can shame bell them for giving you incorrect information.
That came from Barstool.
Okay, then it was wrong.
Yeah.
Somebody says, should I be nervous about the lady behind me in traffic that's obviously smoking a bowl and appears to be talking to herself? Only if she has Florida plates.
No, let her live, man. Let her live her life.
Oh, man. Yeah, somebody, well, now we're getting people disputing what Coach said, too.
I have a buddy who's got a kid in Katy ISD and said that caller's, what he says is true.
Okay, so we're getting both. So I don't know. I'm going to tend to believe him because he sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
I mean, the guy who just texted me is a guy like I actually know and hang out with regularly. So I don't think he's going to lie to me. I mean, it'd be really weird if he did.
I don't know. Some people don't tell the truth. No, I'm getting a couple teachers though saying it's not the way he's saying it, but I'm going to go with it is.
John says Beaumont still has D's. Of course they do. I mean, Beaumont, if you get anything above a 40, that's...
Stop. Stop. That's some of our most loyal listeners over there, pal.
We're also going to be seeing you on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what you should all do is wear shirts that say D- on them and when you come in on Friday just for AJ.
I love our people in Beaumont.
Oh, I do too. I'm looking forward to getting over there. Those are going to be my people in about a year. I'm going to spend at least 25% of my time over there. So I get to be at least 25% of that. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody else says you almost have to smoke a bowl when driving in Houston traffic. So, I think, and what he was saying, I've got a couple of teachers saying they got rid of D's, not failures. That's the only difference. So, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about
it. I want to know when 60 to 69 became failing.
But is that the case?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything below 70 is a fail. Y'all are making it too hard on these kids. I thought you were going too easy on them. Now you're going too hard.
Yeah. A lot of people ask them any details on the poker tournament. It's going to be December 28th. We'll have the details out as soon as it's ready to go, but it's going to be great. Just, you know, we're still working on everything, but we'll let you know. So, yeah, 69% or lower is fair. It should be. You should be able to get 70%. Come on.
Come on, friend.
What?
Take it easy on these guys.
Well, I mean, I had my share of, I'll be honest, high school, I didn't really care about anything except getting high and playing music. And so
you know what I cared about.
I missed a lot of classes. And I really, at some point, was pretty much convinced that I was a dumb because my grades sucked. And then I took the SAT my senior year and had some ridiculous score on it. And I realized, okay, maybe I'm not a dumb. And so when I got to college, I actually applied myself. So you know what? I'm actually going to try and you know, see if I can't make good grades instead of just play music and get high all the time, which I still did. Don't get me wrong. And I think I only had one C my entire college career, and it was in a trigonometry class, which I didn't really need. I actually did well in calculus, and I thought, oh, I'll do trig. Yeah, that was not a good idea. So. All right, 713-780-ESPN. A lot of people saying anything below 70 has been failing for a while. So,
well, I mean, I haven't been in school in a while, so
yeah,
I mean,
either. I mean, a lot of stuff. And somebody else asked me, did you get a chance to play Wildwood Golf Course yet? What's your thoughts? I haven't, because I've only been over there twice, and I'll be having to spend a bunch more time. But for the next year, it's going to be getting stuff built. So, I don't know. All right.
Boy.
Yeah, man, there's so many texts on this. So
JK says, I graduated in 98 and 70 to 74 was a D. 69 below was failing. Well, not me. I graduated the same year. Wasn't the case for me.
Anyone that has to drive in Houston?
Of course, I was getting 74s.
So you were steady 74s?
Yeah, I was a steady. Well, I was a pretty solid B. Occasional A, occasional C student.
I have to be honest. I graduated from college 33 years ago, so I can't really. It's hard for me. Yeah. You still high school on there, and a lot of weed and alcohol and stuff like that. Yeah.
You know when I started really taking school seriously was when I was like, when I was taking my my required courses for college.
Yeah.
The courses I knew I would have to do well on to get into a good school, like a good real school. Not that the school I went to at that time wasn't a real school. Shout out Austin Peay. But like to get into a real school, I wanted to be like, you know, I wanted to put some good numbers on the board. And that's when I started worrying about it. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be perfectly honest. I had teachers that convinced me that I was just a complete loser and dumb. And I had no chance of succeeding in life. And if I hadn't, you know, I know it. Sounds weird. If I hadn't have scored so well on the SAT, I would have believed him.
Yeah.
But once I did, I'm like, okay, what if I actually tried? What if I put some effort into it? And I did. And yeah, I mean, I had, and it's UH, so it's not like doing this at Rice, but I had a 3.97 GPA. Yeah,
you're a smart guy.
So, I mean, I don't know about if I'm a smart guy, but I know I'm a smart guy if I play at Lions Poker Palace.
And oh, yes.
How about this? Guess what they got coming up next? $250,000 guaranteed tournament.
When is that?
Well, it's starting September 17th at 11 a.m. You can start qualifying. There's basically Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and then the following week, Wednesday and Friday, goes days 1A through 1D, and then day two is Sunday.
No Ds.
Well, there is a D here.
Oh, they still have Ds at Lions?
They have day 1A, 1C, 1B, 1E, 1D. They got them all. And so plenty of chances to get to day two, which will be on Sunday, September 22nd. $350 buy-in. $250,000 guaranteed. I'm telling you, man, Najib and George and those guys are putting on some great tournaments and great play.
Yep, and it's an awesome room. We could talk about it all day long. Go see it for yourself, though, 6134 Richmond Avenue. Follow them on Facebook for all the details on their tournaments, what they've got coming up, when they're playing, what game they're playing, what the buy-in is, etc. You know the deal. TVs, food, BYOB, great place. That's Lions Poker Palace.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Jeez, you started up things with this.
All I did was read the story.
Yeah. So what are the odds Wednesday? Fred, it's not that hard to get good grades at UH. Come on, man. Boy, I've never heard that before. 214. Boy, you're so creative. I bet you're the most popular, funny person in your household.
Let's stop education shaming.
No, that's fine. I mean, honestly, I don't care. You know what? It worked pretty well for me. I've gotten pretty far in life with that degree. But school did a lot for me. So, you know, yeah. Shame it all you want. I don't care. So,
excuse me. Some people saying that guy is wrong about the other districts. Houston ISD still has a 70 to 74 D, worth less than a C on GPA. Katie's doing what they are doing to inflate GPAs, not to match other districts.
Oh, no, I'm utterly confused.
I am too. I don't know. I'm just glad I wasn't stupid enough to be failing in high school.
Oh, I sucked in high school. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't even try and I was good in high school. Like, I figured out that if I did zero homework, none, zero, and I passed all my quizzes and aced my, like, midterms and my finals, I was going to pass. Like, I had the whole system gamed where I had to do zero effort.
You learned faster than I did because, honestly, I just had – I put no effort into it. I didn't really care about it. I was trying to help raise my little brothers and get high and play sports and play guitar, and that's all I really
cared
about.
Dude, I was that kid who I didn't care about homework. I didn't care about my grades until I knew I had a big test coming up, and then I was cramming. And everybody's like, since when do you care about school? And I was like, since I got a pass. I don't want to be the dummy who fails high school.
Well, I was never really close to failing, but I was never – I mean, I didn't have the grades to get into – any really good university. I did have, like I said, I had the SAT score, and then I did a year of junior college. Well, it was junior college. Now it's community college, I guess, which was great for me because I actually realized, boy, if I put some effort into this, I'm actually gonna make A's. And then I figured out all the tricks to college. Like, basically, you just spout back what the professor tells you, and you get an A. There was a lot of that. So, but I mean, you know, you still have to do it.
Yeah. So, like, I was always good at standardized testing, and I think because I always – like I used to do the – I was in the what they call – I don't know if they even have gifted and talented programs anymore. Like they found out at a very young age I was a very special kid. I was a genius. I was a boy genius.
Well, I don't know about that, but we know you're special.
And then basically how well I did in school – it boiled down to how hard I was willing to try. That's what I found out.
That's a lot of things, and I – you know, once I kind of figured out that if I put effort into it, I would have some success, and then a lot of people said they kind of did the same thing, you realize that if you want to make money, you actually need pretty good grades. And although it's funny, nothing that I did in college or, and I got a graduate degree after that. None of that's mattered in terms of my work life. Like I didn't get my job at the Chronicle because I had to get a degree before they'd hire me full time, but I was already in line for that. And then the master's has really done me nothing except for being able to teach.
Right.
It was good for that. But it's not like anybody looked and said, oh, what were your grades? It's like, eh. And that kind of sucks because I was pretty proud of my grades at that point. But so what do you want to do with these, man? We got people who want to weigh in. Damn, all
I, was
the place. About
I was just reading a story from Barstool that someone tweeted at us. That wasn't even in my prep today. Colby. What do you got, Colby?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going sports, man.
Good, good. Hey, so just to throw a little wrench in your little grading system, I come from Southern Illinois, and a D was a 70 through a 76. A C was 77 through 84. A B was 85 through 92, and an A was everything up.
Yeah, you guys are weird.
And we didn't have SATs. Yeah, we didn't have SATs. We had ACTs. So y'all are down here scoring like 1400s, and we were up there scoring like 28.
So. Yeah. I took both. I took the ACT and the SAT.
Really? I just did the SAT.
And then like, I took that stuff, and I knew I wasn't going to college right away. Like, I already knew I was going to the Army, but I for whatever reason, I
honestly didn't know what I was going to do because I was working a couple of jobs part-time, including in the newspaper business. And then when I said it, I kind of got motivated. So I went to summer school right away at what we used to call the Harvard on the Highway, College of the Mainland, and started there and then went to UH Clear Lake and then UH and got out in 3 years. And when I got my degree, got my first job. And then I decided I wanted to go back and get a master's, and eventually I was going to get a PhD, and then I just kind of figured out, well, it doesn't really help me that much unless I want to teach.
Right.
And I wanted to teach part-time. I never wanted to teach full-time. But, you know, it was, I would have never had the money for a bigger school, so it was a good path for me, and I think there's a lot of people out there that maybe they don't have the money or the grades because they didn't apply themselves. And then once you realize, okay, if I apply myself, I might be able to do well, but you're not going to be able to afford Texas or Rice or whatever.
Yeah.
There is a good path. And, I mean, I think a couple of years of community college can do you great. I know some people want to get into UT. If you go to UTSA for a couple semesters and do great, you can get in. So there's always paths out there for people. And, yeah, somebody said, Fred, you went to Lamarck, right? You could have skipped all year and got a B. Probably. So.
Ty. Hey, sports, Ty.
What's up, sports guys? Hey, so a couple things. What are the odds on a couple of things? One is, what are the odds that UIL ends up regulating this subject on what's an A, B, C, or D and failing? And then also, what are the odds on Rashawn Johnson not being redshirted for UT this year?
You know what? I'll be honest. I don't know enough about what Texas is. Situation is that where they're going, like how they're going to decide what quarterbacks are going to play. My guess is they're going to end up redshirting him. I would hope they are, unless something goes horribly wrong with Sam Ehlinger. But as far as the UIL, it wouldn't surprise me if they do get some kind of involvement. My guess is, like that coach who talked about, you know, what colleges are looking at. My guess is it's a way to kind of keep athletes in the mix that otherwise might not be eligible.
But I don't think that's – well, I don't know who regulates that. I know the UIL does it for athletics, but can they actually regulate it for
– I don't know.
Okay. Now you've got something that I actually have to go look up and work on and figure out what the hell's going on. And, you know, my brother works in the Hitchcock School District. I could just find out from him, I guess.
Coach. Hello, Coach.
Sports, guys.
Sports,
hey, I'm
you.
A former coach and teacher. I spent 5 of my 6 years in the profession in Beaumont. I just kind of wanted to call and give some information about Beaumont. So I was a recruiting coordinator there for one of the high schools. And A D was a 70 to a 74. A 75 to a 79 was a C. So anything below a 70, regardless of the letter grade, still makes you ineligible, no matter the letter grade that you get. And as far as the colleges, even if it's a D at a 72 in Beaumont, whenever you apply to colleges, they have their own conversion scale. So it's not the letter grade. It all depends on the number grade. Just wanted to call and let you guys know how it went in Beaumont. Thanks.
All right. There you go.
That explains everything.
Yeah, I bounced around a bunch of different schools, so I'm not the best guy to ask. I just looked it up to see, because I went to a couple schools here in Texas and a school in New Mexico. And it says here that New Mexico in 2019 scrapped the A to F grading system.
Well, if you're just going 70 to 100, then does it really matter? I mean, it's kind of what he was saying, right? If you're going by the number.
Yeah.
Then do you really need the letter grades?
I guess not.
Steven, the weather guy, said, it's like no one ever asked what I got on the bar exam. Hey, what'd you get on the bar exam, Steven? So I can tell your partners. No, the bar, it's like...
Is he a lawyer now?
Yeah, he's a lawyer and a weather guy.
Oh, I was going to say, boy, you must not have done real well on the bar exam if you're a weather guy now.
No, he does weather on the side. But yeah, he's kind of a smart. But I with the bar exam, yeah, but I bet you couldn't get good internships out of law school if you weren't getting good grades in law school. I only vaguely remember this from being married into it for a very long time, but... you know, you had to be near the top of your class to get into the best firms for those internships, which led to jobs. So I don't know if the grades are more important there than the bar exam. I think they just care if you pass.
Yeah. That.
But he can clarify that for me.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about ProDunkHoops.com. That's where you go if you want the best. If you're thinking, man, I'm going to set up a goal for my kid, but you don't want to set up some ragamuffin goal. You want the real deal. Pro Dunks Hoop, that's who's going to have you covered. They've got the best goals on the planet, the thickest steel of any goal out there, 75% thicker than what you're getting at the big box stores. The backboard, guaranteed not to break or crack for any reason. If it does, they'll replace it for free. Rust armor finish, 30 years maintenance free, and a design to fit any home, driveway, backyard. They've got a fully portable goal, and all of those goals adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with the turn of a handle, so your little man can get out there, or your little lady can get out there and play and have fun and make baskets, because that's what it's all about. You don't want to go out there hitting the bottom of the rim. Who has fun doing that? Nobody likes doing that. Pro Dunk Hoops, you don't have to deal with it. And like I said, John was talking about the other day, the goalie got put up in his neighborhood years and years and years ago, still looks as good as new. This is built to last. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. ProDunkHoops.com, 281-351-9822.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. What are the odds, Wednesday? What are the odds? I had no idea we were going to get into all this stuff. Lawyer Dave texted me that class ranking is what counts from law school.
Yeah, be what percentage you are amongst your peers. That's right. What matters.
A couple people, like GR said, can't advocate for a good community college enough, learned a lot, made it to St. Thomas, and now work at Rice. I would say that's success.
Yeah.
Listen, I know.
You know what I say all the time, and I believe it fully. It's funny that there's people who are out there education shaming, but it wouldn't bother me one bit if my kids decide they want to be electricians or welders, because there's so much money to be made doing that, and you don't have to have all the student debt and stuff.
I mean,
I don't know, man. Where you go to school is like such a small piece of the puzzle in my mind anymore.
Well, and then it's almost like going to the scouting combine. Once you're drafted, it doesn't really matter what your numbers were. But the one thing that I saw, especially when I first started in journalism, was there was if you didn't go to UT, you had no chance of advancing in that career.
It's different now, though.
And, well, at the time, that's what it was. And so when I finally kind of broke through that and got in that position, we hired a lot of people who kind of went through the same path where they paid their own way through school. They worked their way through UH, or we hired people from different schools because they were good and because they had a great work ethic. And frankly, I mean, there were some great people from UT that we had on staff, but by the time I left, we'd had hired a bunch of people, from a guy from HBU, just all over. And we just hired the best people. So, I mean, to me, it doesn't really matter if, mommy and daddy can afford to send you to Rice, great. You'll get a great job out of it. But if you're good and you can't afford something like that, or maybe you hadn't developed at the time, there's always opportunities, and it's how you take advantage of them. I wanted to get to this. This was earlier in the show, I'm assuming from a lawyer, about the Antonio Brown thing. Said Taylor may have made a criminal complaint, but it's a higher standard of proof and subject to prosecutorial discretion. Criminal cases get dropped all the time due to insufficient evidence, but that doesn't mean underlying facts didn't happen.
Like OJ.
And then says, by filing a lawsuit and including facts alleging sexual assault and rape in the pleading, the accuser is affirming the facts are true and faces sanctions if she's allegedly known falsehoods. She's also opened herself up to a defamation lawsuit, which I think I saw that he was going to file. Says, lends credibility to her allegations if she's making them knowing she faces harsh penalties if it turns out she's lying.
Okay.
Yeah. So Fred likes grinders like Billy. Billy O went to Brown. Yeah.
That's, he's an Ivy Leaguer.
Yeah. Which, okay. So 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says, in my company, you have to have a certain GPA to get an internship. I know that's, and I'd be curious because with engineers and oil and gas and stuff like that, I'm guessing it's a different dynamic. Where you went to school probably means a hell of a lot more than it did in journalism. So,
my degree is so meaningless. I mean, I guess yours is at this point too.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't, my master's was communications, but my undergraduate degree was creative writing with a minor in philosophy.
Right. It had nothing to do with that.
Yeah. I mean, come on, philosophy.
What's your degree in, Aaron?
Audio engineering.
Yeah. Same as mine. You know, I guess he's
kind of using his. Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, you're not really.
I don't use mine. I don't know if I could run the board in there. I'm pretty sure I couldn't.
Oh, I know I couldn't.
No, there's a time when I could run live sound, and I could run boards way more complex than that. But not now.
I still do that from time to time.
Do you? Stay sharp.
Yeah. If somebody wants to, a friend of mine will go, hey, I'll give you $100 if you run the bar or run the sound at the bar for me.
But that's like on like a little. You know, how many channel mixer are we talking?
The last one I did was 24, I think.
Oh, okay. Like you're actually like running on live band?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a year or two since I've done it, but.
Yeah, a lot of people, I guess my oil and gas company, they only hire engineers from certain schools and require certain GPAs from those schools. A lot of people say if you don't go to A&M, you didn't advance in oil and 713 says, in medical school, our rankings were killer. You can pass all your classes and still not get the field or position you want. That, I bet, is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get that...
Yeah, if you're
trying to be that plastic surgeon, the boob doctor, and...
Yeah, like my man, Dr. Linville.
That's right.
But yeah, if you're kicking ass at that, you're beyond smart. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And I appreciate all the insight on that. We have smart listeners. We really do. We got a few dickweeds out there, but
it's very dumb dumbs.
Yeah, a very small percentage of them.
But vocal.
Yeah, well, they've been a lot less vocal lately because most of them I've got on the do not read list.
You've so. Shamed them?
Well, I haven't shamed them. I just don't read them. So, if your number's gotten on that list, you can text me till you're blue in the face. You're never gonna show up. So, I'm also like doing this because I find out a lot about who's listening to the show.
Right.
Which is kind of cool. So it's, you know, a lot of people who are either teachers or have been teachers or coaches or in oil and gas and now medical, a little bit of everything, law school. You guys are some diverse mother bleepers out there.
That's right.
Not going to lie, this has been a great couple segments considering it's about school grades.
I don't know how we got into this. I feel like this is such a weird show.
Yeah, I know. And everybody stop asking me if you're on the do not read list, because first off, if you are, I'm not seeing your text. And if I'm seeing it, it just, you know, no, I'm not answering that. But I'm getting a bunch of people asking me, am I on the do not read list?
No, yes,
you guys are. You guys know who you are by now. If you don't, then, yeah, I mean, you have to be a real stinking pile of turd to get on there.
I don't read any of your texts. Not one.
It's because you don't care.
I don't. I got enough things to check. You know, I'm not interacting with people who they don't have a picture or something attached, at least a name.
Yeah, well, I mean, I flip back and forth between the texts and the tweets, and then now I throw the Twitch in there. But, I mean, that's a lot of stuff. So, again, if you don't get read, it doesn't mean your take is stupid. It just, I may not see it. Or I might not see it until three segments from now, and it's not valid anymore. So don't take it personally. Speaking of which, we talk a little betting on this show.
Sometimes.
6 o'clock, as a matter of fact. I think we'll go through the lines. There are certain times when you want to tell people, hey, what the bleep are you doing? If you got $1,000 to bet, you're going to make a money line bet. What's the least amount you're going to take? I mean, like, what's the small, the, like, maybe minus 500, maybe to get five?
I'm not looking for that.
I mean, if you think you have a lock.
I mean, if it's minus 500, of course you think it's a lock.
Well, I know, but you got $1,000. I mean, what is that?
What do I need back on it?
Yeah, what's the least amount you'll take back? See, for me, that's probably minus 250.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
Yeah, yeah. How about minus 20,000?
What's the point?
Some genius made a money line bet on Auburn at minus 20,000 to beat Kent State to win $5.
Okay.
This is what happens when you make sports betting legal and people don't listen to us or
they don't understand what they're doing.
Or buy an introduction to sports betting style online, you know, the audiobook, fantastic. Or listen to Brad Powers tomorrow at 6 o'clock or RJ Bell at 6 o'clock on Friday. And that makes zero sense.
Yeah, don't do that.
Shame.
The key is you take that number and then you parlay it with Georgia money line. Against, I forget who Georgia's even playing. They're playing some team they're going to beat the snot out of. And then, Arkansas State. And you find a couple of those. Like, and then Clemson over Syracuse. And parlay those three. And at least you get something back. Not $5.
Man, that's crazy.
$5. Take Texas over Rice. Parlay that in.
I would never. And what's the point?
I mean, I don't get
just
it.
Just to say you were right.
To say that you made $1,000 bet?
Yeah, okay. I'm big time. I can bet $1,000. Makes you really want to see him lose.
It kind of does.
I mean, I hate to root against people.
I'll just put it out there. I'm not saying I hope he loses, but I hope it's a very, very low-scoring game. An extremely low-scoring game. Like, lower than 53 points.
6 o'clock, we'll go through some of the lines, and especially if you guys ever come to the Pearland area. We haven't been in a while.
Yeah.
We were there last year a couple times, but I don't know that anything's in the works right now. I know we are in Beaumont on Friday.
Pearland doesn't like us. Beaumont loves us.
Well, nobody loves us as much as the Golden Triangle.
Yeah.
That's why we go over there, is because they caught on to us long before Houston did. We were big over there way before we ever started pulling big numbers here.
We've become very famous. Mm-hmm.
We're the kings of Southeast Texas, man. I think we can claim everything from here to the border is us.
Yeah, but you know who tries to take that over? Usual suspects. They're like, oh, people love us in Beaumont.
Honestly, I haven't listened to them in a couple of weeks. So I couldn't tell you what they say.
Is that a shot?
No, it's not a shot.
You just haven't had time?
I haven't had time, and I've been trying to keep up with what the competition's doing.
Oh, have you? I haven't listened to the competition in a long time.
I'm going to tell you, one thing I like about...
Hey, man, one thing I like about that is I like you doing a scouting report, man. Because I'll tell you what, I played in the NFL. I played at the highest level. And if I know if anybody knows the importance of a scouting report, it's your boy right here, the Baytown Badass.
I'll just say he's having fun, and he's being who he is on radio. It's not for me. I mean, it's not. They spend too much time breaking down way too much detail on the Texans that I find meaningless, but I do find, you know, it's entertaining.
And what's Kamla do? Nod his head and pretend like pretty he knows much, what he's talking about.
Yeah. But I've been trying to kind of...
That's right, Baytown Badass. That's exactly what I was going to say.
So, yeah, I'm just here to... I'm just trying to figure out what the other guys are doing, so I kind of know. Because, you know, not that I'm worried about the competition, but...
Do you ever listen to the A-Team?
Again, just doesn't... That's not a show that appeals to me even a little bit. So, oh, and guys, stop dogging on the Usual Suspects. Please don't.
It was just a joke.
We're just joking. We love those guys, but please don't say they're a bad Blitz cover band. That's just cruel, and it's not fair. All right, quick break. But Aaron's laughing at it. That was mean. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz, The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Join us and the Usual Suspects out at the West Bar and Grill in Beaumont this Friday from 1 to 7 p.m. Stop by their welcome home atmosphere, check out their daily specials, and grab a Miller or Coors Light with us this Friday, September 13th from 1 to 7. I will be out there pretty early because I'm...
How early?
Well, I'm going to meet...
9 a.m.
No, not that early. Okay. Meeting with some guys who hopefully I'll be doing business with over there on the property. And then after that, I'm just going to hang around with some of the our listeners because... The West is kind of where it all started for us.
It is.
Over there. And I remember the police having to come out because there were too many people there.
Yeah.
So we'll always, that's always going to have a warm spot in my heart. But
people should rage out there again. We should rock that place.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be badass. That's, listen, and a lot of the people who come to all the shows, that's their hangout over there. So I know they're excited. But let me clarify something because now I'm getting all these, you know, people texting the show talking about we're being mean to everything. Guys.
Mean to who?
If we're making fun of somebody on our station, it's all good natured. We all do it. I love all these guys.
Oh, about the Usual Suspects?
Yeah, yeah. Listen, you know, but if we're making fun of the other stations, it's legitimate. Is that fair? Would we all agree on that?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, our guys.
In-house, just ball busting. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, which, you know, they can say whatever they want about me. I don't care.
You know, nobody here hurting my feelings.
We're all on the same team here. I mean, yeah, we're kind of like the, I don't know how you would put it. We're all on the same. We're the superstars on the team.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
But, you know, we're all on the same team. So, Lamont asked last education tweet, when you were in school, was sports talk a thing? No, it really wasn't. I don't remember even paying much attention to it until Ed Fowler was doing a show, who used to be a Chronicle columnist and was a good friend of mine, now retired. He was doing a show, and then I remember Anita Martini and Mike Edmonds and those guys, but I was never really into sports talk. And speaking of superstars, I've said this before, I never really listened to sports talk until John and Lance when they were over at the AM channel. And I followed them for a long time, and I got to be friends with them. Lance started doing some stuff for me at the Chronicle, and John, I was on John's TV show on back, I don't, what, Channel 51 back in the day many times, and just admired them, got to be friends. And
how long have John and Lance been in radio?
Boy, what's, look that up, Aaron. I know it's a bunch, but I want to say.
I'm guessing for me, yes, sports talk existed when I was in high school. I didn't listen to it.
Yeah.
And I've said before, I never listened to 1 minute of sports talk before I got hired as an intern at a sports talk radio station. So, but I'm pretty sure like Jim Rome was, I'm sure he was syndicated by late 90s.
Yeah, I think by the time you were going then, because I'm thinking this was early 90s. I don't really remember because I honestly, I never really paid too much attention to sports talk. And like I said, until those guys. And
the only sports I would listen to on the radio back then, it was if there was play by play on.
Yeah.
But I didn't like sports talk radio. I thought that was weird back then. I would have thought it was weird.
I
had I known it was even a thing.
Well, but this was probably at a time by then you started listening to it. All right, we got to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
We go to North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Where a very genteel...
Take your shirt off.
Genteel woman named Victoria...
Twist around your hand.
Victoria Freybutt.
Freybutt.
Freybutt. 56 years old. She was arrested on a charge of malicious castration. After deputies responded to her home in Newport, North Carolina. They arrived just before 4 a.m. And...
Freybutt.
Freybutts.
More like flay nut.
Well, actually, yes. There's stupid stuff. Her 61-year-old husband said she tied him up and pulled out a knife. Deputies were able to recover the body part, where it was immediately put on ice and transported to medical personnel. Hey, he's 61. No. How much could he be using it now anyway? The condition of Freybutt's husband was taken to a hospital in Greenville.
Not her
unknown.
Ex-husband?
Well, I hope he's her ex-husband.
That's
going
to be about
I'm not going back
that.
To that.
Yeah. That crosses the line in my book.
But especially when you get to 61, your tolerance of crazy should be way down.
Yeah.
I mean, anything nuts, like anything nuts, you should. Okay. She's being held in the Carteret County Detention Center on a $100,000 bond. The sheriff's office said the motive for castration is unclear. She's also being charged with kidnapping. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Lance says they started in 97 together, but Lance started doing a Sunday show on 610 in 1995.
Okay. So I probably started listening to them right around 97, 98.
That's around when I was graduating high school.
So 20 years ago. Wow.
God, you guys are so old. Gross.
Well, yeah. I prefer
old
the
balls and loose skin.
I prefer the
long
term.
Earlobes.
My earlobes are fine. They haven't gotten long yet. That's coming. And at some point, everything's going to start to sag. I get it. Not there yet, all right? Hell, Lance is probably... I don't really think of Lance and John as old. But they're probably in my range.
Yeah, I mean,
Lance has 17 kids. That's...
Like, if we were ranking oldest to youngest on our station, who's the youngest guy? I think I'm the youngest guy on our station still, right?
On air?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
From 7 to 7.
Raheel's younger than you.
Oh, Raheel
and Dell, yeah.
Okay, so Raheel and Dell are the youngest. How old's Dell?
He's got to be 34, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think low to mid-30s would be my guess.
So Raheel and Dell, and then me, and then who? I think everybody else is the same.
Barry? Barry's
older than he looks.
Yeah,
man,
but he's
not older than Charlie.
No.
How old's Joel? Joel's older than he looks too, I think.
But he's older than Barry, I think.
We've got to figure this out. I need to do some research.
I
don't know how old all these people. Charlie's the oldest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Charlie's got to be older than me.
Definitely. You look the oldest.
Now, that's not necessarily fair. No. No.
You, who do you think you look younger than?
Charlie. I mean, yeah, he's a tiny, but if you see his face up close, you can tell his age.
You know what makes Charlie look the oldest? Like, Charlie still tucks his shirt in, like, all the way tucked in. That adds years to your appearance. Like, it's one thing if you're wearing, like, a dress shirt, but he, like, tucks T-shirts into shorts and then wears tall socks. That's, you talk about aging a person, that adds 10 years to you automatic.
Well, and being a tennis player, that adds years to you, too. I mean, yeah, he's active, but old people play tennis.
Doesn't Charlie play, like, pretty serious softball too?
I think so. I don't know. I know he plays tennis. He's really good at it.
Is Charlie the best athlete on our station?
For his age, are we grading on a curve here?
Nope.
I think Raheel's probably the best athlete.
Okay.
I think when you're not eating barbecue every day, you're up there as a pretty successful MMA guy.
But then Charlie.
Probably.
Isn't that wild to think about?
Yeah, well, I bet he's the second most active for sure.
Behind Raheel?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Huh. Look at us.
Well, what do we count? What about like Brad and Booker?
No, we're not counting those guys.
Why not?
It's 7A to 7P. That's not fair. I mean, Booker's a pro wrestler. I mean.
Yeah, and then you have Abdul Foster in that mix too.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
But if you'd like take the. If you take the average of late hits, Patrick Creighton brings that average way down. Very sedentary.
So Houston media critic says Barry is 45, Joel is 50, I think Charlie 53. So Charlie's younger than me.
Damn, I told you, Fred.
So I'm the oldest one here?
Told you. How old's John and Lance?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think John's older than me.
Does he have stats on John and Lance? I need to know this.
Yeah, we need that. I do think John's older than me. I mean, he looks better than I do.
Oh, way better.
But he's also still got, he's still partially a TV guy, which explains it.
Lance says, Raheel and I both have media basketball tournament MVPs. My guess is Lance's media basketball tournament MVP is from like 1999 or something
like
that. Yeah,
was this before you broke your ankle on a curb or after? That thing snapped faster than your brisket.
Oh, poor Lance.
I love Lance.
All right, guys, Saturday, September 14th. And by the way, this is my problem way more than barbecue. The Kima Craft Beer Fest is, that's what gets me. The Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries invite you to spend the day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers. Tons of local breweries, including 8th Wonder, 11 Below, Buffalo Bayou, Carbach, St. Arnold, Spindletap. There's a ton of them that are going to be out there. Saloon Door down there. And a ton of national breweries as well. Founders, New Belgium, Boulevard. And you can buy tickets now, $44.95 in advance. $49.95 day of. So you want to get in early. It's $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. Ticketed wristband includes beer samples, giveaways from vendors, and food samples. There's live music going all day. Purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or on site at the multiple ticket booths there at the Kema Boardwalk. You got to present a valid ID at the time of purchase, and you must be 21 years old to attend. KemaBeerFest.com. That's KemaBeerFest.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.